Ramsgate Recorder Audio. Headphone Story.
Can We Fix It? Written by Juliet Lyons. Running on the second Sunday of every month since May, Ramsgate's Repair Cafe at the old fire station in Radford House has been inspiring locals to breathe new life into cherished items instead of throwing them away. After moving to Ramsgate 12 years ago, Councillor Tricia Austin, who spearheads this volunteer-driven movement, felt the town needed a project that would encourage environmental responsibility while fostering community connections. "It's something I've wanted to do for ages," she says. As chair of the town council's climate change group, she was able to bring the idea to life following a trip to a similar cafe in Maidstone, guidance from Repair Cafe International, as well as individual cafes in Dover, Lewes and Chesterfield, and support from local repairers like Harbour Bikes and Bowman Maintenance Contracts, who donated tools and equipment to get things off the ground. Sewing, upholstery, woodwork and metalwork assistance are the skills on offer. The cafe has yet to secure a PAT tester, which limits the range of repairs they can confidently undertake. "If you bring a coffee maker, we can't do the electrics bit yet," Tricia explains, though they're actively seeking ways to expand into this area. Local partners like Pie Factory Music's Lewis Dorber also offer bicycle repairs, and Councillor Pat Mackinson lends her talents to jewellery repair when needed. The fixing and eureka moments here aren't just functional. They carry deep personal significance. Several of the volunteers point to a 50-year-old record player a local man brought in several weeks ago. It isn't quite fixed yet, but they are getting there. A sentimental and cherished item from his engagement with his wife, this record player has become a family heirloom his children are hoping to preserve with the help of the volunteers. Susie Humphreys, who coordinates events at Radford House, always believed Ramsgate could use a repair service like this one, and smiles as she recalls how the volunteers restored the beak on her beloved wooden duck that perches in her garden. It's stories like these that capture the unique way in which the cafe connects people with nostalgia, with memories. Skill sharing and empowering people to handle basic repairs on their own are core principles of this space. It's about showing them how to sew a button or patch up jeans, explains Anna Taylor, who worked as a classroom assistant with children with special needs for 21 years, as well as a hairdresser, and is now one of the fabric volunteers. She emphasises the cafe's commitment to equipping people with practical skills that they might not otherwise learn. The volunteers are also learning from one another. Architect David Gullick has learnt to stop and look rather than piling in with the pliers and screwdriver, thanks to retired DT teacher Dave Conte, whose approach to careful deliberation has rubbed off on him. "He's much more considered than I am. I'm always very keen to rip it all apart," David admits. Tricia explains how the cafe has boosted her confidence to repair things at home, and Anna emphasises the importance of sharing these skills with younger generations to build meaningful intergenerational bonds. "People need to talk to their grandparents and their parents to get these skills before they're not here anymore," she says, alluding to the organic flow of natter that comes from connecting through doing. "You learn about their family tree and you talk about different things. It's easier than sitting over a coffee. When you're doing this together, it just comes out." In many ways, it's a therapeutic space for volunteers and item owners alike. "Seeing a beginning and an end to something, no matter how small, is good for your mental health," says Anna, who finds sewing to be a mindful escape from daily stresses. For many, the act of mending becomes a form of meditative practice, allowing them to immerse themselves fully in a creative problem-solving process. The Repair Cafe team are exploring ways to keep the cafe's services going while Radford House undergoes renovations early next year. They're also looking for a permanent location to establish the town shed, which also runs in the space each month. in a more dedicated way, offering regular woodworking and repair workshops. This will hopefully allow more space to house essential tools, benches and supplies, making the repair process more efficient and in turn encouraging more residents to participate. Despite its monthly format, the Repair Cafe has established a strong community presence and aligns with the Council's broader sustainability goals. We shouldn't be such a wasteful society, volunteer Rosemary Vahid, a former NHS nurse, notes. People throw things away when there's virtually nothing wrong with them. Another volunteer, Emma Skinmore, who has been sewing since she was six, is quick to point out the lasting impact of textiles, plastics, and other materials that don't easily decompose. Whether it's reviving an inherited antique, patching up a worn-out pair of jeans, or mending that broken Hoover, Ramsgate's Repair Cafe is bringing us together in the name of preservation. And if they can't get the basics done, they refer on to local repairers who can. The Repair Cafe offers services for free, and there is a donation pot for hot drinks and refreshments. For more repair shops, head to Harbour Bikes for bike repairs at 20 Military Road. Head to Jan's Tailoring for clothing alterations and repairs at 91A High Street. Head to Paris Cleaners for textile repairs at 74 Queen Street. And head to Pie Factory Music for bike repairs and maintenance classes at Ramsgate Youth Centre High Street in St Lawrence. And head to the Sewing Room for textile repairs at 24 Addington Street. Search brightsidepublishing.com/listen for more talking newspapers.